listening to Your Practice Made Perfect, support, protection, and advice for practicing medical professionals, brought to you by SVMIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Your Practice Made Perfect. I'm your host, Renee Tidwell. In this episode, we will discuss physician burnout at varying levels, but more specifically, how do you recognize burnout in yourself and even in your colleagues or your staff? As a physician, you're seen as a leader, and we want to explore the topic of burnout while also discussing some of the things you as a physician leader can do to help yourself or help your colleagues and your staff. To help us unpack this topic, joining me today, we have founder and CEO of Steeple, Dr. Christina Filippo. Welcome to the show, Dr. Filippo.
Hi, Renee. Please call me Christina. It's nice to be here today.
We're great to have you, Christina. Before we get started, I'd love to get to know you a little bit better. Will you take just a minute to share about yourself for our listeners?
Sure. Just a little bit about me. I got my PhD in clinical psychology. Early on, I really thought I was going to be a provider. But as I did my residency at a health sciences center, I realized that as I was working in some of the different business units or some of the different healthcare units at the hospital, that the majority of people that were actually working there were the ones that needed some of the support. And so having a PhD in psychology, knowing a lot about interactions, like on a team and dynamics, seemed to be really helpful. And so I did one of my rotations at the VA. And we did things like patient satisfaction surveys, but we also worked with different teams like physician teams and legal teams. And once I got into work with those teams, that's whenever I decided this is totally what I want to do. I really want to be able to use my business acumen that I had from previous work and then the psychology side of it, be able to kind of put those two together and be able to really help impact not just healthcare, other industries as well. But I've done a lot of work in the healthcare industry.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a pretty interesting background you have going on there. Let's start off our podcast today with maybe a little bit of an intro to your company and what you all do. It's called Steeple, right?
Yes, it's Steeple. And so essentially the reason that we came up with that name was that strength is in your people, essentially. And so Steeple is a group of organizational psychologists and OD professionals. And we go into organizations and we do leadership development, coaching, business consulting. We're really just trusted advisors within organizations. And over the years, I have worked heavily in healthcare. I've worked in culture, like just trying to make sure that healthcare centers and physicians and clinics are great places to work. I have coached physicians and done a lot of strategic planning, and with the topic today, working on burnout. Honestly, during COVID, so many of us were doing virtual work. And at that time, I was working with several physicians doing coaching and then also doing some strategic planning within healthcare organizations. And I told my team, because we saw the struggle and what was going on within healthcare, I have a love for healthcare and have always, you know, been in that realm. And so what I really wanted to do was to be able to do something then. But at that time, I knew that there was no way that there was any capacity by anyone within healthcare to be able to be in coaching or be able to talk about what was going on and or even vent on some of the trauma that was going on. And so essentially what I told my team was that once COVID was over, then we'd be better able to support people, you know, physicians, nurses, people in healthcare. And that definitely has picked up because some of the work that we do has been building high performance teams, but then also now that COVID's over, there's been some kind of cracks in some of the cultures, and definitely burnout is a big piece of that. So going in and first diagnosing, hey, is burnout going on? And then after that, what can we do about it?
So let's talk about that for a minute. How would you define burnout? What exactly is it, specifically speaking to physicians?
So it really is just a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion, and it's caused by prolonged stress. Now, whenever you think about burnout, it really, if you just say exhaustion, that doesn't encapsulate all of it. And the World Health Organization has said that the three things that really make up burnout is one, exhaustion. And so you're feeling really emotionally depleted and drained and just wore out. And if you take time off, you're still not regenerating. You're still not feeling like you're back to your old self.
Right.
But it's not just the exhaustion, because if it's just exhaustion, then maybe we look at workloads, or maybe we look at a sabbatical or something like that. But it's not just the exhaustion. If you're really, truly burned out, there's two other things that happen. One is depersonalization. And so if you're working with your patients, you're having more of a cynical attitude. Maybe you're feeling very negative towards them. You probably are maybe a little bit more sarcastic than what you normally would be, and just feel like you're being put out by people around you. The third one is just a reduced sense of accomplishment. So not really feeling like you're being effective, and just kind of having that attitude of like, what's the use? Like, nothing's ever going to change here. I'm not feeling overly confident. I'm feeling a little bit incompetent because I can't really do what I was put on this earth to do. Because physicians and nurses, but physicians, as we're speaking about them now, come into healthcare because they have a core purpose. They have a reason for why they wanted to get into healthcare. And a lot of times what people will say, they'll kind of label it and say, well, they're having compassion fatigue. But it's really not compassion fatigue. What happens is it's almost this admin kind of nonsense fatigue. So things that they're having to deal with, like scheduling and paperwork and EMRs and timing constraints with their patients, they're not feeling like they're really able to fulfill why they got into medicine. And so that's whenever you start to see some of the burnout.
I had never thought about it being kind of that three-factor step into being burnout. I think a lot of people think of it, like you said, as just being that exhaustion component. But I can see how all those three things together kind of add another layer, another dimension to it. So now that we've kind of gone through what exactly burnout is, how would one recognize that in themselves?
You see it whenever you see physicians that are having like really heavy workloads, the work long hours and high patient volumes, and that leads to the fatigue and stress that we talked about earlier. Potentially they have a high admin burden, and so they have all kinds of paperwork, bureaucratic tasks, those kind of things. And then you might look for, do they have a sense of control? Because the lack of control is a real problem. If they're not able to make decisions, if they're not able to set their own schedules or have some kind of autonomy, and then just the external pressure that comes with it. Because not only are they providers, but they're also expected to be physician leaders. Whenever I work in coaching, that's typically what I work with physicians on, is how do you not just look at your stakeholders as the patients, but as the whole community that you serve. So it's people that are your patients, of course, but it's also your clinical staff. It's the community that you serve. It's the family that you have. All of those are stakeholders. And so there's kind of almost an added responsibility on top of what you went to school for. And then also the emotional demands, which definitely had an impact during COVID, which is dealing with patient suffering and having to make really tough decisions. So if you're seeing a physician that is in that role, which the majority of the physicians that we know are constantly in that kind of chronic stress, then that can be an issue. But what you'll see symptom-wise is they're going to be cynical, they're going to be having trouble getting motivated, they're going to be kind of irritable or impatient, they won't have the energy that they had before, they might feel disillusioned, there may be some eating and drinking and things that they're self-medicating around. Sleeping issues is another symptom, and then obviously some psychosomatic, like stomach aches, headaches, things like that. And just not overall feeling satisfied with their job, just not feeling like they're able to have a sense of control and that they're making a difference in the world.
Christina, you've just told us some initial warning signs that someone may see in themselves, but how would that manifest itself in the workplace? How would it impact the day-to-day work?
Typically, it's a mismatch between the physician and then their workplace. And so the physician comes in and has certain expectations and has core values and has a core purpose. And whenever they take that job, they feel like, okay, this is going to be fulfilled at this workplace. And then the workplace has certain demands and certain expectations. And when there's a mismatch there, what the physician expects and then what the workplace expects, then that's whenever there is some issues. And so there may be the physician really wants to feel accomplished and get their psychological needs met, like have great relationships clinically and feel a sense of belonging and collegial relationships with other physicians. What happens with burnout is, and this is one of the biggest things that happens, is that there are disruptions within the relationships within the workplace.
Okay.
And so maybe there are people that aren't acknowledging one another. Maybe it's that there's been lots of tension. Maybe there's something going on in the culture. I was actually on the phone yesterday in a Zoom meeting, and we're working with a certain hospital, and we had just done the burnout survey. And some of what the work that we did was we went out and did focus groups to see, okay, we took the survey, the burnout survey, now let's see what's going on out there so that we can really recommend to leadership what needs to happen next. And one of the things that this consultant had encountered was that they were brought in to do the focus group, and there was a lot of dysfunction on the team. And it was a nurse, physician, staff meeting. Essentially, they had brought in a consultant prior. They had done a pay scale kind of research and documented what everybody was getting paid. And then what happened was they actually came in higher, and so they cut the pay. They cut everybody's pay. And so the crazy thing is, this is like a great, prior to COVID, this is a great workplace. It's where it's a hospital that people have worked at for, I've run into people that have worked there 40 years. But there's those kind of things that happen that, yes, it's best for the bottom line for the hospital, but that impact that that had and the lack of value then impacted the trust towards leadership and then relationships on the team.
Goodness, that's a pretty good example, Christina. So we've kind of talked about the physician as themselves, and what you've just kind of hit on is how it impacts people around you. So knowing that physician burnout is high, how do you as a leader recognize that in other members of your staff or your team?
Some of the things that you really want to dig into is, and these are some of the dissatisfiers that happen whenever burnout is occurring in a culture. One is workload. So sometimes you can or can't do something about workload, right? But you really do need to look at the workload. That's one aspect. Another one is how much control do the people have on the team? So how much autonomy, how much choice do they have? And sometimes there can't be a choice. Sometimes you do have to have a 12-hour shift, but it could be like maybe they get to choose the days that they do have off. One thing that we've run into is issues with PTO. That can be a huge one for people if they don't have a lot of control over PTO. One hospital that I worked with, the staff got a certain number of days of PTO, but if their physician was going to be off that day, they were forced to take PTO, and they had a limited number of days of PTO. And so having some control over that's really important. Recognition is huge. So not just money. I mean, of course, everybody has to have money to be able to pay their bills, but the recognition around what you're doing and people seeing you and acknowledging the great work that you're doing is huge. And then more of the community. So anything that physician leaders could do to build that sense of community is huge. And it can be little things. It can be baskets, kind of a care package basket. Whenever you know you're going into those heavy months, say it's at a ER, and you know that you're gonna get slammed the months of October, November, December, and so you take special care with that staff there. Being able to do some things together, being able to have honest conversations like in meetings. So really building that community. Fairness is another big one. And so people want to know that things are fair in the workplace and that they're being treated well. And then the last one is core values. So really being aligned around the values of the hospital and the physician that they work with, and just proud of the work that they're doing.
So now that we've kind of hit on how do you recognize and what different moving parts go into burnout, how would you go about approaching those conversations with the individuals that you're recognizing some of these concerns in?
Yeah, I think definitely communication. I think sometimes some of us get so task oriented of like, we've got this many patients to see, we have little time. Being able to have even just those little snippets of 15 minutes where you have a huddle and kind of check in on people is great. And to be able to just kind of take the pulse and see where everybody's at, that makes a huge difference. Another thing that you can do is really setting realistic expectations. That's huge. Encouraging work-life balance. I mean, I can't tell you how many, not just in healthcare, but otherwise, emails that go out or communication that goes out after hours. And if you don't have a kind of working agreement on your team to know, hey, just because I get something at 10 o'clock does not mean that I need to respond to it right away. That's big. And then another one that's really pretty good and pretty effective is if there's the ability to change a job and to somehow just make it slightly different. Like, for instance, if you worked at a healthcare facility and one of the things that you loved was being able to be out in public with people and spread the good news about the work that you're doing. If somebody added to the job something having to do with marketing or community relations or something like that, it's like just tweaking it a little bit where I always say that you should love 75% of your job and maybe loathe 25%. So there's always going to be things that you don't love about your job, but if you can incorporate other things in, then that's a win.
Absolutely. So Christina, I would imagine if you're a physician or you're a staff member and you're feeling this burnout, I would imagine like you're in denial to an extent for a little bit, and maybe denial is not the right word. Maybe it's that you're just trying to keep pushing through and you keep thinking, if I keep going, this is going to get better. It's just one of those seasons of life or whatever, right? But if you're a physician leader and you are having this conversation with someone, you know, is there a sense of relief, or how do you see those conversations typically going once a leader has, you know, recognized it in a staff member and started the conversation about what's happening?
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of times there's not denial. I mean, every once in a while there is, where it's mentioned, it's discussed, like especially in coaching or like with other people on the team. And every once in a while it might be like, wow, that came out of left field. I didn't really realize that. But for the most part, I feel like people are pretty self-aware. They may not label it burnout, and I love what you said about pushing through, because that is exactly what happens. So physicians will just think, you know, this is what I was put on earth to do. This is what I'm supposed to do, and I just have to keep pushing through. And
right. At
some point, my kids will get older, and I won't be so tired, and, you know, maybe I'll find a different position at some point. But having someone talk to you and taking the time, that in and of itself is an intervention, because somebody's saying, I see you. Like, I see what's going on with you. I know you, and I'm seeing you show up differently than what I've seen you show up in the past. And I'm wondering if burnout is a potential. And so kind of having people put the brakes on just a little bit and kind of reflect on that can make a big difference. Now, is it an easy fix? Absolutely not. I mean, it takes a little bit to try to figure out what is it that we need to do in this situation to rectify it. But like with anything else, the first part is saying, you know, I'm feeling really burned out. And like I said before, it's different than being tired. All of us have days that we're being tired. But whenever you're not feeling effective, and whenever you're feeling very cynical, and almost, I think this is probably a really important indicator too, when you're almost depersonalized from your patients and you're not feeling that same sense of compassion that you had before, that's the big red flag. That's whenever you can say, okay, yes, that is exactly how I'm feeling. And so the denial isn't as much there. I definitely feel like the, let me just push through because I'm tough. And I think it's really important for our physician leaders that we give them some grace too. I do see that a lot, like even in corporate America, where there's not a lot of grace given to leadership. And I've had that conversation before with people where it's like, okay, you definitely want to receive all of this as an employee or as a staff member or as a nurse, but you also have to give some of that back. And so somebody that's able to have that important conversation with a physician leader, it really is going to make the difference.
So I'm going to shift gears just a little bit. Obviously, we know that burnout is a part of life for some people. As a physician leader, you want to do your best to maintain your culture and your organization so that hopefully that doesn't happen. Do you have any tips that can help our listeners today who are kind of going through this with their own practices, but maybe just some tips to help create a positive culture that would make burnout less of a problem?
Absolutely. So there's some things that can be done individually and then some things that can be done kind of on more of a systemic level. I think if you're seeing a lot of this on certain teams, there may be some interventions. Michael Leiter, who is definitely a guru in this field of burnout, and Christina Maslach, they co-author the Maslach Burnout Inventory. And that is a great measure to see where are people at. Like, I love data, I'm a data nerd, and so I wanna see the data. Like, how are people actually doing? There's self-report, and then there's the black and white data. I think if you're able to utilize that and assess that a team is having some issues just overall, there's some interventions, and I think what Michael Leiter would call it is almost like group counseling. It's actually group coaching. That's the work that we do at Steeple, is that we'll bring teams together and we'll talk about, first of all, what their data says, but then also talk about how to be more constructive with your teammates, and not just teammates. Sometimes, honestly, it's the patient population that you're serving. For instance, if you're working at a children's hospital and parents are there and their kids are really sick, people act differently under stress and pressure. They're gonna act out and they'll take it out on staff. So even that can impact some of the burnout. So in those meetings, we talk about that. Like, how do you have constructive reactions whenever things happen? How do you accommodate different work styles? How can you make people feel more valued? How do you have reciprocity where if I'm walking down the hall and someone says good morning, that they say good morning back? Sometimes even that doesn't happen. Like, it's just, it's those little bitty things that are just little kind of pebbles in your shoes that just kind of wear on you after a while. And I think that as physician leaders, looking at all parts of it and being able, if it is an individual and not more at the systemic level, if you look at it individually, is really having the time with that person, looking at, again, the autonomy, is it the right position? What is the organization doing that is not having a good impact on the person that's there?
Right.
And then also just having people feel valued. Like, people want to feel valued. I always say that nobody ever gets up in the morning and puts their feet on the ground and says, you know what, I'm going to go in and I'm going to try to screw up this day and this clinic as much as possible. Like, it just doesn't happen. Like, they get up and they want to do well. Now, sometimes they may be a mismatch for the culture and they're not right for the culture and they have to move on. But people do want to do well. And so having them feel valued is a really big piece of that as well. And then again, the reciprocity of just the relationships on the team. If they're not going well, there needs to be some kind of a discussion, intervention, offsite, whatever it is, to be able to repair some of those relationships and just make them stronger.
So it sounds like you've got some resources, maybe. I would love to hear about some of the resources or recommendations you would have for physicians, leaders who are recognizing some burnout in their staff or even in themselves.
Yep. I love working with Michael Leiter. So it's going to sound like a commercial for him, but it really is a great book. And it actually was just published in 2023. It was named the best business books, I think the top 10 business books by Forbes. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Burnout Challenge. It's Michael Leiter and Christina Maslach. And they speak heavily about healthcare and talk about the impact of COVID. And that's a great resource to kind of just whet your appetite. And then if you're really interested, then of course there's other resources that are out there. I'm always a resource. Anytime that anybody asks me anything that is attempting to make their workplace better, I will give you any kind of resource that I have. I will be a partner to you, even if you're not a client of Steeple's. Like, I just want workplace. That is my core purpose, is that workplaces and specifically healthcare is in a better spot. And so I'm a resource as well. And you can go on my website, steeplegroup.com, and you can absolutely get a hold of me there. We have a little chat button, or you can email me. My phone number is out there as well on LinkedIn and various things, and just give us a call. And honestly, Michael's really very accessible too. I think sometimes people believe that gurus in the field are not as accessible as they are, and they absolutely are. And so either one of us would be more than willing to help in any way we could.
That's all really great information. Before we wrap up today, is there anything else you want to share with us or leave us with?
Just as a final word is that as a physician, just know the impact that you have. And so whether you're burnt out, I always say that leaders bring the weather. And so when you walk into a room, people can feel your energy. They kind of know where you're at for the most part. And so that can be either a negative or a positive. And so know the impact that you're having. And so if you're suffering from burnout, it's going to have a direct impact on your team. And then as a physician leader, maybe you're not suffering from it, but maybe people on your team are, or loved ones are, friends, whatever, is that there really is, I think, a real responsibility to address that. And so I know we all get hung up and we're asked to be producers, right? But there's an element of being a physician leader that you have to stop and take the time with your people. And that's gonna make them more effective with patients. That's gonna make a better work culture. You wanna be an employer of choice. You want people to work with you and you wanna have great outcomes with patients. So if you take that time, it definitely will pay off.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. This has been really great information for me, not even being a physician, but I know for our physicians that are listening, their practice managers, this is all going to be really great, helpful information for them and their teams, and in turn for the patients that they're seeing. So thank you so much for being here with us today.
Great. Thank you, Renee.
Absolutely. Listeners, we're going to link a few resources in the show notes. And with that, we're going to say goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Practice Made Perfect. Listen to more episodes, subscribe to the podcast, and find show notes at svmic.com/podcast. The contents of this podcast are intended for informational purposes only and do not constitute legal advice. Policyholders are urged to consult with their personal attorney for legal advice, as specific legal requirements may vary from state to state and change over time.